Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Daf Chaf of Masechtas Chagiga, which will conclude the second parak in Dershin, and begin the third and final parak of Masechtas Chagiga, Chomer BaKodesh, which will continue the discussion of the laws of Tumah and Tahara, and especially as it relates to Yom Tov. Some of the topics we learned about today include the concept that Chulin Shenasu al Taharas HaKodesh, KeKodesh Damu, which will soon be explained further. The concept of Hesach Hadas, as it relates to guarding an item from becoming Tumah, and what exactly constitutes Hesach Hadas. The halacha that Ein Odem Mishamer Mashabiyat Chaver, that one does not guard an item for Tumat Tahara once the item is in the possession of his friend. 11 milas that the Chacham accorded Kodshim, which do not exist related to Truma, as will be itemized in the first Mishnah in the third parak. Some of the key topics and concepts that are learned about include Chulan Shenasu Al Taharas HaKadosh. A person who often eats kachin and wants to train himself or his household in the mitzvahs that apply to the consumption of kachin may decide that he wants all of the chul in his house to be eaten al taharas hakodesh, as if they were kachin. He must then be careful that no tumah whatsoever comes in contact with his food. Hesach Hadas. The concept of Hesach Hadas, the removal of one's attention or concentration, appears in various areas of halacha. We find by the ash of the Paraduma, where the pasuk says "V'shachat oisel lefanav," the Gemara learns out "Shelo yasich daitim mena." If one is masiach das from the ashes as they are being prepared, the ashes become unfit for use for the ashes of the Paraduma. In our Gemara, Hesach Hadas is mentioned in relation to guarding food and garments from becoming tamei, as the concept of Hesach Hadas plays a prominent role in Ma'ilas Hatahara. Tumas Medrash. Tumas Medrash, also known as Tumas Mishkab Umoyshav, is tumah that is specific to an item that is usually designated to stand on, sit on, or lie on. If a Zav, Zava, Nida, or Yeledis, who are all in the category of Ava Tumah, stand, sit, or lie on an item such as a chair, bed, or mat, that item also contracts tumah on the level of Ava Tumah, and they then can be metami other people or Kalim to become a Rishon LeTumah. Hechsher Eichlin. Food can become tamei only after it becomes wet via one of seven liquids, namely water, dew, blood, oil, milk, honey, and wine. This is called Hechsher Eichlin and is learned out from the pasuk Kiyutan Mayim Al Zerah.